to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we take a look at wildflowers. Biodiversity Officer at Offaly County Council, Ricky Whelan, and Dr. Fiona McGowan, a botanist and professional ecologist, are both encouraging you to see what wildflowers are growing in your area. Dr. McGowan also says there's a lot of folklore associated with the Irish hedgerows.
And it's a case of, I suppose, having an idea, maybe having a little book out with you, a little pocketbook. Or now, of course, with the smartphones, sure, there's some terrific websites that are really handy and helpful. There's a lovely website out, wildflowersofireland.net, and it's by Zoe Devlin, who's a fantastic botanist. And the way she's laid it out is terrific because it's based on, you know, what's in flower at the moment are the colours of flowers. So it's a great way for anybody to approach and kind of have a look and see what they found.
I live on a very typical rural laneway with sort of mixed hedges, some good stuff, some bad stuff. And at the moment, I just was out there yesterday evening in the name of research, and the two plants that I managed to find was Lesser Celandine and Primrose.
Yeah.
So is there anything else? What else might we find on our hedges at the minute?
Yeah, well, those two are kind of the first of the wildflowers to come out and to catch people's eye. The celandines can come out maybe even late January some years if it's been mild. They've got lovely shiny yellow petals. They'd be in the greater buttercup family. And then the primrose, I think, is a favourite of lots of people. It's that lovely, delicate yellow. And the name primrose means the first rose. Yeah, so it's kind of, you know, associated with this time of year, with Easter, that kind of thing.
And it's quite easy. It's probably the easiest one to identify because it is like your standard garden centre primrose, really. It doesn't really get too far away from it.
It's kind of a lighter, delicate yellow colour rather than, it's not a shouty yellow colour, I suppose. It's got a lovely smell as well, a very delicate scent. You need to get down on your hands and knees for that one. You'd find those kind of generally grown along the base of hedgerows or in banks. They like nice sunny banks. And then, but the hedges themselves are just kind of starting to wake up now. I was out this morning and noticed little buds on the blackthorn. So they're going to be in flower within the next few days. So they're always the first of the hedgerow plants to flower in Ireland.
I am really guilty of, like, when someone says to me wildflowers, I don't think about trees. I don't think about willow. I don't think about blackthorn. I think about, like, nice little dainty flowers in hedges. I don't think of the flowers on trees, but it's the flowers on trees really that are is what springs about, especially for insects.
They're the things that kind of make the landscape change as we're looking out on it. And what, you know, spring is really coming when we can see the hedges changing colour. And that's what's so lovely about our native hedgerows, that they do change. You know, as I say, now is the blackthorn, which is that's the one that has the fruit that's called the sloe. That people love to make sloe gin from, very tasty. And it's actually in the greater plum family. So it's actually a form of a wild plum. And so they're out first. They're lovely little, small little dainty creamy flowers. And then the next ones that would come out would be the hawthorn or the white thorn. And that's the ubiquitous one all over Ireland that was used to plant the kind of the ferments when hedgerow planting started in Ireland in the 1700s. That was the one that was used. It's also called the quick or the quick thorn because it grows so fast. And that's the one my granny used to tell me not to bring into the house, bring bad luck.
Oh, hawthorn is bad luck, really?
To bring it into the house.
Okay,
so
right,
that
right.
The thing. Yeah.
Is it blackthorn or hawthorn that like shillelaghs and stuff are made out of? Is that's the blackthorn?
That's blackthorn, the blackthorn stick. And then the white thorn is the one, or the hawthorn, that's the one associated with the fairies. So you'd have the fairy bush or the fairy tree is often a lone hawthorn. So there's a lot of folklore associated with it.
Yeah, no, there is. It's lovely. And the 1700s, when we start dividing up parcels of land into smaller sort of, you know, using hedges and ditches and all that, and we heap the soil and the stones and then it planted stuff like the hawthorn to make it stock-proof and all. Where were hedgerow plants before we had all those hedges? Were they just in our woods, or were they in the middle of the fields?
Yeah,
or?
Well, this is the beauty of them, and it's also why hedgerows are so important to Irish biodiversity, to today, because the hedgerows essentially are the relics, what's left of the woodlands that used to cover Ireland. So I think most of us know now that before humans came to Ireland, it was more or less, apart from the bogs, it was mostly covered in woodland, in deciduous woodland, which would have been dominated by either oak trees or ash or elm. Our hedgerow plants, they were the kind of like the understory trees of the forests, the ones that might have been growing along the edges or where there was clearings, where it was brighter. There's a new school of thought now that when humans came to Ireland, it wasn't a case of just clearing the forests. I mean, obviously areas were cleared, but that they practiced this type of farming that kept woodland areas alongside open areas. So it was more mixed and amalgamated than just either one or the other.
You can find out more information about wildflowers on ours2protect.ie, and there's a fact sheet with tips on Midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.